And now we will do our commercials. I need to turn that over, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll do our commercials, and I'm going to hand me some of that stuff there. Okay. I'm going to do some of them tonight.
All right.
I like to do new stuff. New stuff is fun. We have, ladies and gentlemen, some fantastic stuff. Two real nice. One is a knife that we just got. We only have two of them. That's all. And this was discontinued. You're never going to see it again. They don't make them anymore. We only were able to get two. They're Columbia River knives. This one is the Cobra Gold, it's called. It's a big knife. Gosh, how long would you say that is with the blade open? At least 10 inches? 10, 11 inches?
Yeah.
About 10 or 11 inches with the blade open. The blade is really sharp. This is really well made, ladies. It doesn't have rivets or screws in the handle. It has really solid Allen head bolts. Allen head bolts. This is well made. Really well made. This is one of those knives that, you know, you look at and you wish you could get and it costs like $60. Well, we got a real good deal on them because they don't make them anymore. We were only able to get two. The last two they had. And I'm going to read you what it says here. Columbia River Knife. It is our objective to produce world-class knives that deliver performance, comfort, and safety. We take the tool in our name seriously, as all of our knives are engineered and built to not only perform, but to excel on the job, year in and year out. Having accomplished that, they'll perform and excel as well for all recreational activities you can think of. Said another way, uncompromising quality at a fair price translates to real value for you, our customer. And you get a warranty with this knife. If any of our knives ever, listen to this, if any of our knives ever break or fail because of material or manufacturing defect, we'll replace it. This is a lifetime warranty. Do you hear that, folks? Lifetime warranty. Good as long as you own your knife. If you give it to somebody else or whatever, then I guess the warranty is no good anymore. Having said that, we'd like to point out that knives this good rarely break or fail from defect. Usually they break or fail from what we call tool abuse, using them for unsuitable tasks like prying or pounding. So please, match the tool to the task and use your knife only for cutting. If you are ever inclined to use your knife for something other than cutting, just remember the words of one of our old friends. A knife is the least effective and most expensive pry bar you will ever own. And that's true. Comes with instructions how to use it. Comes with the guarantee. It comes in a nice box. It's about 10 or 11 inches open. The blade is, what would you call that blade?
It's a chisel point.
It's a chisel point, but what do you call this finish? It's a beautiful finish.
That's like a bead blasted finish.
Okay, it's a bead blasted finished oil. So he knows more about this stuff than I do. It's a beautiful knife. It is solid, has a good feel in my hand.
Thumb stud for quick opening.
Yeah, has a thumb stud for quick opening, and closes just with a little push of your thumb and a little pressure on the top of the blade, and you can open it that quick. It is a beautiful, wonderful knife. I don't know anybody who wouldn't really love to own this knife. It's not a collector's knife. It is a knife that you're going to want to use. It's a good knife. Someday it might be a collector's knife because they don't make them anymore. I don't know. It's called the Columbia River. And this is the Cobra Gold. Cobra Gold. Beautiful knife. Now this knife, normally, ladies and gentlemen, is $60 or up. If you want to purchase this knife from us, we only have two of them, $34.95 post-paid. $34.95 post-paid. Comes in a nylon holster with a Velcro fastener and a belt loop so that you can wear it on your belt. It's a beautiful knife. This is a beautiful knife. It's worth an awful lot more than what we're selling it for. So we only have two. If you want us to reserve one for you, members $34.95 post-paid, call us tomorrow. between 1 and 5, and we will reserve it for you for 5 days. The number is 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. We have another one here. You've all seen the Leatherman tool and the Gerber 15-in-1 tool. Well, this is a 15-in-1 tool, but it's better than Gerber. It's better than Leatherman. It's made better. You know how the Leatherman and the Gerbers and all of those are straight handled, and when you squeeze the handle to use the pliers, it always pinches the skin in the palm of your hand, and it hurts like, I mean, it really hurts. This one can't do that, ladies and gentlemen, because the plier handle is curved so that there is no way that you can pinch the flesh of your hand using this tool. It's strong. This is solid as a granite rock. I mean, this is really a good tool. It has really good pair of pliers with, ladies and gentlemen, wire cutters that really, not they don't say they cut wire, they really cut wire. Okay, they'll cut barbed wire. This is a good tool, an excellent tool. It has a knife, very sharp knife, I might add. This is my own personal one. I've been looking for these for several years to sell. I have had this for about 4 years. How does it look, Doyle?
It's good for that long.
I've had it for 4 years.
Good.
Does it look old?
It's been used, you can tell, but it's in good shape. It's not broken, bent. I saw a lot of Gerbers break in the Army. Their jaws snap in half. They're too hard. They're brittle.
This one won't do it. This is solid as a rock. I've had it for 4 years. I've used it a lot, an awful lot. It's not dented, it's not bent, it's not broken. The knife is sharp. I keep it sharp. I sharpen it myself. It has a, let me open this one. It has a serrated knife blade. The end of it is a flathead screwdriver. It also has 3 different wire strippers and a file. A good file, by the way. Not one of those files that won't work. This is a good file. Run your finger across there. That's a good one. Real good file. It works. Here's another one. This is a saw blade that will really, and I have used it, to really saw branches off of trees. It really does it. It just doesn't say it does it. It really does it, ladies and gentlemen. A real saw.
It's a real cross cut.
It's a real cross cut, and it really works. There's another flathead screwdriver, a can opener, and a couple of more wire strippers. And on the other side, there's a Phillips head screwdriver. And there's probably something else on here that I've never used.
The pry bar.
There's a pry bar. Good, solid, strong pry bar. you can't go wrong with this. Like I said, the reason that I looked for these, ladies and gentlemen, because I got one about 4 years ago. I loved it so much. I have been using it for 4 years. I would never part with this. You couldn't. If you came in and offered me $100 or $200, I would not give it to you. I would not sell it to you because it has been indispensable to me. I love it. This is a part of me. It's in an honored place in my reloading room and tool room so that I can find it whenever I need it. And if I'm out doing something where I know I'm going to need it, I just put it on my belt because it comes in a nylon. Good, heavy,
yeah, it's
thick.
Cordura.
Yeah.
Cordura nylon.
It's real heavy Cordura nylon sheath with a belt loop, and it's Velcro fastened. So if you want one of these, same price, $34.95. Or you can go out and spend, you know, $80 for a Leatherman or something like that if you want to. This is better. I'm telling you right now, it's better. And if you order one, when you get it, you'll know that. Now, we know that so many people are going to want one of these that we ordered 20. They're not here yet. But you can go ahead and lay claim to one if you want. Remember, we're only going to have 20. They have more, but the price went up since we ordered those 20. and we don't want to sell you guys out there in our listening audience anything unless we can keep prices reasonable. You're going to love this. You really will. It's $34.95. Call us tomorrow between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. if you want us to reserve one for you. We're going to have 20. Remember the Columbia River knives, we only have two of those. So if you want one of those, and you need to get on the phone tomorrow right away and let us know. Well, we've got two of our collector's knives left. And we have four of these Snuffy Smith knives. Pooh got one. Somebody else who called in reserved one.
Yeah.
And we have two left. And that's the only ones we have left. All the rest of them are gone. They went like hotcakes. Yeah. We have two Snuffy Smith knives left. These are beautiful knives, folks. It says Snuffy Smith at the top. It has the old hillbilly shack with the, you know, the little kid that wears the coonskin cap. He's always running around playing tricks on his daddy, Snuffy. Then you have Ma that's always running around with that little ball-headed baby with the big giant nose. And then there's old Snuffy Smith down at the bottom with his big old hat hanging off to the side. He doesn't have his jug with him as he usually does in the comics, but you know that it's not far from him if you know anything about Snuffy Smith. That jug is just out of the picture. They're probably sitting on the fence post somewhere. So if you want one of these, remember, these are $8.95 a piece. Call us between 1 and 5 tomorrow at 520-333-4578. And we'll save one for you for 5 days. By the way, a bunch of the knife orders came in, payments came in already. We'll be getting those out for you tomorrow, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact. And so those of you who sent your money in promptly, your orders are going to go out tomorrow, and you'll be getting your knives in the mail pretty and other things that you ordered. And we want to thank you for your orders.
Yes.
It's your orders that will keep this broadcast on the air. If there are no orders, this broadcast simply will not be on the air. You know me. I'll try to pay for this by fair exchange. We'll give you something, you give us something. That's the American way. That's the way we believe in doing it. And so we'll do that as long as it works. And then when it stops working, then we'll try something else. But whatever. Now we've got two really neat things here. Now we've got... Yeah, they are heavy because they're big signs. How big would you say this is? That's about, we don't have a measuring thing in here, but that's about...
18.
Oh, it's bigger than that, I think. Because that's a foot. I think it's a foot. Let me see. That's a foot. Yeah, maybe about 18 inches. About 18 to 20 inches tall. And maybe about 14 inches wide. And these are the old tin signs that they used to make for advertising children's toys a long, long time ago. This is Tom Corbett's Space Cadet. And the space in Space Cadet is the exhaust coming out of the back end of a rocket flying through the Sea of Cadet. Above it, it says Tom Corbett. And behind there is the universe all spread out with the moon and Jupiter and a whole bunch of stars and planets and red dwarfs and all kinds of stuff. And there's Tom Corbett standing there with his thumbs in his belt, with his rocket ship with the lightning bolt through it on his chest emblem and his belt buckle camera. Or laser gun, I forgot what it was, but it's something. And it says, Official Space Cadet Lunchbox and Thermos. And it has a picture of the Tom Corbett Space Cadet Lunchbox and the thermos for children to take to school. Back in the late 40s and early 50s. And it says, only $5.99. And it's a beautiful tin sign. It's tin. It's big. It's beautiful. Pardon?
And this is enamel.
Yeah, and it's enamel on the front. When's the last time you saw enamel? And this is, it's really beautiful. It really is beautiful, folks. And that's the Tom Corbett Space Cadet. We have one other one. This is really neat. Here is your Buck Rogers Space Kit. It shows a picture of the Space Ranger helmet, the disintegrator gun, the chronoscopic space compass, the interplanetary space phones, the stratopower spaceship, and the Space Ranger badge, fun thrills. The Buck Rogers Space Kit is only $1.99. This, folks, is from the late 30s and the early 40s. Shows Buck Rogers in his really sexy suit, gals. I got to tell you, he's not wearing pants. He's wearing like tight short shorts. kind of like a tight short shorts jumper suit with a red T-shirt underneath. And he's got a disintegrator blaster in each hand and the Space Ranger helmet on his head. And, you know, all of the things that you see here, he's got. And with the background of the universe and all of these things, the Space Ranger helmet, the disintegrator, Space Ranger badge, stratopower spaceship, interplanetary space phones, and the chronoscopic space compass are all overlaid over a huge planet here. I don't know which one it is because it's might be Neptune or something.
Yeah, okay.
And then back in the background you can see Saturn, and over here you can tell that's Mars because it's all red and you know, just planets and stars and stuff. And across the top where it says "Here is your," that's the exhaust coming out of his rocket ship streaking through space at the top of the sun. These are beautiful. We got three each. We got Buck Rogers and we got Tom Corbett. And if you want one of these, folks, it's what is it? What did I write down there?
Is that it?
That's it. $12.99 postpaid. Now that's the deal. $12.99 postpaid, ladies and gentlemen. Now we've got three of each. I don't know how long we're going to have three of each because both Allison and Pooh have their eye on one of each of them. And I'm the kind of father that, you know, they might wear me down, and if they do, they're going to be, two of them are going to be up in their room. So right now we have three each. Later tonight we might only have two each. But anyway, give us a call between 1 and 5 tomorrow. We'll tell you whether they got one or not. And I can tell you right now they probably will. And order yours, $12.99 postpaid. If you have children, they'll love these signs. Put them up in their room. They really will love them. They're really neat. In fact, they're beautiful. And you'll really like them. We try to find things that you'll really like that are unusual, that can, you know, can be used for your children or for yourselves in your home to decorate with, or to use as toys. Are things that you will really value and use as either collector's items or tools, or things that that we can get for you at a real value that you'll treasure and take care of and be thankful that you were able to get them for the prices that we were able to give them to you for. So we have about 10 more minutes, and we'll let Doyle's going to talk about the radios that we have offered. By the way, folks, we have to go back on our guarantee on these radios, and I'll tell you why. Because we can't compete with some of these people who buy train loads of radios and then dump them as loss leaders to get you in their stores in order to, you know, to sell other products. And we have found at least one store in this country that sells these radios for less than we can buy them direct from Sanjian at wholesale. You see, we were getting them from a distributor, and we still are. And when we found out how much lower this store was, we're not going to tell you the store. I mean, if you can find it and get it cheaper, then we hope you do that. We really do. But we're not going to tell you where to go to do it, because we've got to pay for airtime, so we got to sell some of these radios. So we called Sanjian, because we thought maybe the distributor was you know, taking us for a ride.
Yeah.
We called Sanjian. Sanjian wanted more to sell them to us wholesale than we were getting from our distributor, so we're sticking with the distributor. You see, all of these people buy like carloads full and huge truckloads full of the same radio, and so they get it at way, way down. We can't do that. So we're giving it to you at a lower price than anybody that we've been able to find, except for these people who buy it, these huge carloads and train loads full of these things, and then sell them below the wholesale price in order to use them as a loss leader to get you into their store so that you'll buy other things. So that's why. So if you find one cheaper, we're not going to knock down our price or do away with them, because they are excellent radios. And many of you live in parts of the country where you can't get them this cheap, and you're not going to find one of these radios any cheaper or less expensive, I should say. These are not cheap radios. These are Sangias, which are one of the best. Less expensive than what we're selling them for. And so, anyway, that's that. So go out, shop around. If you can find one for less than what we're selling them for, and you'd rather do that than help support the Hour of the Time, then you have our blessings. Please go do it. I know that many of you don't make a lot of money, and you've got to cut corners wherever you can, just like we have to do. And so we understand, and we're certainly not going to hold it against you. And if you don't tell us, we'll never know it anyway. So here's Dial.
Hello. All right. We have three models of Sangian radios that we offer in our line. We offer a lower, a mid, and an upper price one in our line. They have varying amounts of features. As you go up in cost, obviously, you get more features or luxuries or whatever you want to refer to them as. I'll start out with the first one. It's referred to as SG-789 Alpha, SG-789A. It's the Sangene. It's AM-FM shortwave. It's got 8 shortwave bands, AM-FM and FM stereo, a carrying case. The shortwave listening handbook is included. It uses AA batteries as a power source. The retail on these is $69.95. We are selling them for $48.95. This is the SG-789A. It's 8 shortwave bands, AM, FM, FM stereo. Comes with a carrying case, the shortwave listening handbook. It runs on AA batteries. The retail on this unit, like I said, was $69.95. We're selling this unit, the 789A, for $48.95. Okay. And by the way, if you want to, we'll say it again now, in case you were running around looking for a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper earlier. If you want to order or inquire about any of this, you can call between 1 and 5 Mountain Time, 1 and 5 p.m. Mountain Time, Monday through Friday, 520-333-4578, or you may write to the Hour of the Time, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, EAGAR, Arizona, 85925. And direct your inquiries either by calling or writing. If you write, well, we can't ask you questions on the spot. Please be very specific. I've had some requests for information on the radio. I'm trying to deal with it. I'm having a problem getting back to the person, and I'm really not sure what they want to know, so I can't be prepared. So just be real specific if you write us, okay? All right. The second Sangene radio, it's like the middle-of-the-road one, I guess we'll call it, of the three we offer. It is digital. It's AM, FM, and FM stereo. 13 shortwave bands. It's got 20 station presets. It's got an adjustable sleep timer, an alarm. It's got a large LCD display, so you can see exactly what frequency you're on. Comes with a suede pouch, tight carrying case that covers it up and protects it if you're traveling or outside and whatnot. Shortwave listening handbook. It runs on AA batteries. The retail on this unit is $119.95. In most places that we've seen, we're selling it for $84.95. The model number is the ATS-303. Okay, that's the middle of the line one. It's the ATS-303 for $84.95. Its retail elsewhere is $119.95. Real quick, the features again, it's got 13 shortwave bands, AM, FM, and FM stereo. It's got 20 station presets, a very large LCD display. It's really easy to see exactly what frequency you're on because it's got a decimal point, takes you out to the hundredths and thousandths position, easy to tune in. Adjustable timer and alarm, suede carrying pouch, storage pouch type deal, shortwave listening handbook. It runs on AA batteries. It's the ATS-303. It's $84.95.
All of these can run on AC power.
Yeah.
With an AC adapter.
Yeah, that's correct. I didn't add that. Yeah.
Also, I thought maybe for like the this one is a 10 band Sandian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's another one up here for $10 more if they want it that we can give them. It's a Panasonic 12 band shortwave. Mm-hmm. World Band Radio. Why don't you tell them about that?
Yeah.
It just costs $10 more, which is what? What do we? It would be.
This one's $58.95.
Yeah, it'd be $58.95.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a Panasonic.
Yeah.
Just in case you think we're stuck on Sandian, we're not stuck on anything. We got Sandians because we know they're really good. This little Panasonic is also a very good radio.
Yeah. This Panasonic radio, we discussed this going after this radio also for our offering, and we talked about it. It looked for $10 more. It looks like it'll offer good value for the consumer, and this one has got 9 shortwave bands, long wave, medium wave, FM. It's FM stereo headphone jack. If you want to listen to it in private, so you don't disturb someone else or whatever in your household, maybe. It's got an FM stereo headphone jack. It's got tone controls. It's got a jack for DC power, you know, the AC converter to plug in the wall. Runs on AA batteries. This one is it's a Panasonic. Now remember this, the Panasonic. The model is the RF-Bravo-B11. It's $58.95. Okay? And that's the Panasonic, okay? If you want the Panasonic, just remember RF-B11. It's got 9 shortwave bands, FM, medium wave, long wave, FM stereo headphone jack, tone control, the DCN jack, runs on 2 AA batteries. The retail on this unit that we found is $89.95. We're selling for $58.95. That's the Panasonic. All right. This one right here.
Give me the address.
Yeah.
Folks, if you want to order these radios, you don't have to call in and get a shipping price. Just add $6 to the price of the one that you want. Send it in to the hour of the time. Now, remember, we only, and listen to me carefully, because people are sending us filled-out money orders and checks. And I don't know how you can do that. As many times as we have repeated this, we will not accept checks from anyone. We will only accept blank money orders. Keep the receipt. If you think we're going to steal it from you, keep the receipt. Okay? That's your protection. Keep the receipt. Send us a blank money order with no markings, no writings whatsoever on it. Period. Or cash, or gold, or silver coin. Okay? No checks. No filled out money orders. Blank money orders, cash, gold or silver coin, we will accept. Across America and around the world, you're listening to WBCQ, The Planet, Monticello, Maine, USA.
On High Street.
Hi! All you guys on High Street.
Hey, Randy.
I talked to Randy today. She's very nice.
Cool.
Lady. Okay, here's the address. Send it to the hour of the time, in care of 101.1 FM. That's the hour of the time, in care of 101.1 FM. Post Office Box 940. That's Post Office Box 940. Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R. That's Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's 85925. Once again, the hour of the time, in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925, USA. And for those of you who want to reserve one of the things that we only have so many of, call us tomorrow between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, which is the same as Pacific Daylight Time, which is 3 hours earlier than Eastern Time and 2 hours earlier than Central Time for all of those of you who can't tell time. And there's a lot of you, believe me. You just don't understand how time zones work, and I understand that. So do that and tell us what you want, and we'll tell you if there's any left, and then we can go from there. Yes, go ahead.
One more thing. We have, if you had an order for mainstay products, the rations, water, whatever, we have the shipping charges for everybody. And there's one gentleman that, if he can get hold of us, I don't know how to...
Okay, well, don't say his name on the air. If you're listening and you do not have your shipping charges yet, there's only one of you, give us a call tomorrow, and because we've got them for you. And we can get all this stuff out. The orders are on the way, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody else is...
All right, folks, let's go back on the air with 101.1 FM. I'm going to do this first, and you hit that one. Okay. For those of you listening in the Round Valley who may have just tuned back in to see if we're on the air, we are. We're back. And we're going to open the phones now, 520-333-4578 for the last 58 minutes. It actually comes out to about maybe 52 or 53 minutes of the broadcast because of our lead-out music. And while we're doing that, we'll give you some music to write down the phone number and decide whether or not you're going to be the first caller for the night. So here we go. The phone number is 520-333-4578. The phones are open. You can call and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Everybody good guy lost. Everybody knows that the fight was fixed. The poor single didn't get me. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the fool leaker never. But I know that the captain's line. Everybody got this broken feeling, like a father or a daughter. Everybody popped into the pocket. Everybody wants the box of chocolate and the darn stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. And everybody knows that you've been faithful. Give up a tomato too. Everybody knows that you've been doing good. But there were so many people you just had to leave out your clothes. Everybody knows.
Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Bill?
Doing pretty good.
Good. I was always wondering, what is that group?
Oh, that's not a group. That's Leonard Cohen.
It's who?
Leonard Cohen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like his stuff.
That's got a kind of a cabaret sound to it.
Yeah, and you know, almost all his music, just a little bit of it is different, but most of it is right along that kind of vein, and... You know, it draws attention to some of the problems and some of the good things about life. And he gets a little socialist on a couple of his things, which is okay. I use them to illustrate a point, like democracy is coming to the USA.
Yeah, it's kind of eerie.
Yeah, it's good stuff, though. I really like it.
It kind of throws you back to the early 30s or something. I envision, you know, like the start of the Third Reich or something when I hear that.
This was recorded at Austin City Limits.
I got one for you, Bill.
Sure.
Remember Buckwheat from the Little Rascals?
Yeah.
Do you know that he had become a follower of Islam?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, now he's Karimweed.
He's what?
Now he's Karimweed.
Karimweed?
Karim.
Oh, that's real funny. Do you make your living trying to be a comedian?
No, I thought you'd get a kick out of it, though.
No, I don't get a kick out of maligning somebody else's race at all. No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think it was said by you in an attempt to make a racial statement and hurt somebody.
Not hardly.
That's what I think.
Well,
and I don't think, and I don't think you have the guts to admit it. You know, if you're going to do something, at least have the guts to stand up and back up what you do. If you can't do that, then don't do it.
Oh, I think we should all be able to laugh at ourselves a little bit.
Well, laughing at yourself is one thing. Make a joke about yourself, not about somebody else. Well, don't be sorry to me. You hurt yourself, not me.
Well, I didn't feel you'd be that way about it.
Well, I'm not a racist. I don't get off making fun of other people's race or their religion or the way they look or their handicap or the fact that they might have had polio when they're little and can't walk like everybody else. That doesn't, I don't see any humor in that. You too. 520-333-4578. Just amazing. Amazes me. Why do people do things like that? Isn't there enough? Isn't there enough divisiveness in the world? Aren't there enough people trying to take away people's freedom and hurt people all over the world without that kind of stuff? I mean, if you yourself were Buckwheat in the old Our Gang comedies, and you made that joke about yourself, well, then that would be different. But it's not. That's not what you did. And, you know, maybe you didn't mean to hurt anybody. I don't really know, but it sounded like it to me. I got to tell you that. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air. I need you to put your mouth in front of your phone and talk a lot louder. I can barely hear you, and I know the audience probably can't hear you at all.
Sorry. Tom from North Carolina. How you doing?
Good.
You did an excellent job on that last one. I don't appreciate racist remarks myself.
Well, good for you.
We're glad to hear you back on the air, and I have to say, if I hadn't been awakened by you about 3 or 4 years ago, I probably would still be in the shadows with everyone else, but...
Well, that's where I spent most of my life. I literally spent most of my life furthering the goals of those people who are trying to enslave us all as a part of the military establishment, thinking that I was serving my country. So, you know, at some point, the most important thing is not that we were sheeple, but that we have awakened and are now doing something about it. Neither do I, my friend. Neither do I. You can ask Doyle here. He sees every penny that comes in and every penny that goes out, and we just barely, barely pay the bills and put food on the table every month. And I mean, when I say barely, I'm not kidding you one bit.
Well, I believe you 100%, and I feel like you are the last bastion of truth and free speech on the airwaves. The networks are told what they can say and when they can say it.
Oh, yeah, and they don't dare deviate or they'll lose their $2 million a year salary.
But anyway, God bless what you're doing, and I wish you'd open the intelligence service again.
Well, we may do that at some point down the line, but right now we're, there's reasons for what we're doing right now.
If you need to raise money, that'd be a good way to do it.
Well, we'll see.
But anyway, good talking to you. God bless you and your family, and... just keep on doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you,
And
thank you
for your call. 5-2. See, you know, all these racial stereotypes are all screwed up. Here's a man from South Carolina. Speaks with a southern accent. Is not a racist. But yet, if he were to walk into a room full of socialists and democratic, the people who call themselves liberals, who really aren't liberals, if he opened his mouth and said three words and said he was from South Carolina, every person in that room would pin him as being a racist.
Yeah.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
This is Frank in Mobile, Alabama. How are you?
Hi, Frank.
I just rediscovered you on 7415. It's coming through. It's a little staticky, but I wasn't able to get you on the other station. But I'm delighted to be hearing you again.
Well, good.
Yeah.
We're delighted that you're delighted.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for what you do. It's because of you that you've stimulated my interest in doing research and learning so much more about what's really going on, so that when I look at what's going on today, I kind of have an idea that it's just a facade, it's window dressing, and...
This is the age of deception, and everybody is taken in.
Yes, sir. And
there's no one who's immune from it.
Yes, sir. It's because of you that I've been able to really learn a lot, and you've encouraged me to really do what you say to do, and that is to go do the work, do the research.
Well, good.
I wanted to ask you if you are familiar with the three-volume book by John Daniel called Scarlet and the Beast.
Yes.
Fascinating book, and when you look at that, read that book in addition to your own book, it really helps you to reinterpret history, doesn't it?
Only if you're very careful. He tells the truth to an extent. And he certainly has pulled the veil off the secret societies, as I have done. But he has an agenda. Who is he protecting? Who didn't he not mention in those books as being part of the players for the control of the world? Who did he leave out? He presents it as a battle between French and British Freemasonry. Who did he leave out?
American?
No. But a lot of them are American. He left out the Vatican, which is a big player, you better believe it, and international Zionism.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Everything else comes from those four groups. All of the deception and the scams and socialism and communism all comes from those four groups. So he was telling the truth to an extent, but when you listen to him in person, you'll find that he is an extremely religious man who is trying to protect that portion of the major players for control of the world.
I understand. I hope you and your family are well.
Oh, thank you.
I think I've been thinking about y'all prayerfully. May I ask you a question on your website? I found you again through your website. And you used to there was a Harvest Trust website, and now you were on that, and now you've got another website. What happened there?
What happened where?
There are two websites.
We only have one website. That's harvest-trust.org.
Okay. I had seen your information on another website, and I was wondering what had happened there.
None of my information is on any other website. We only have one website. It's harvest-trust.org.
Okay. Well, again, I want to thank you so much. I'm going to be sending some contributions to help out a little bit.
Okay. We certainly need that. If you want to do that, that's fine. We prefer that you order something and so that you'll have something, you know, to help you while you're helping us.
Okay.
That's,
thanks again, and God bless.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, let me set you straight about one thing about the Internet. The Internet is a great place for finding information if you can weed through the BS and all the baloney and the lies and the misinformation and disinformation and stuff like that. Okay? Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, I forget you got my new screener.
What?
Hey, you got a great show, man.
Oh, thank you.
But I haven't been able to pick you up most of the time, but sometimes I get you when I go to my friend's house.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I wanted to call you the other day. I was going to mention about Hebron. I'm the one that taped some stuff down in Hebron, Maryland.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to give you a copy of the tape to look over and stuff. I got to interview the sheriff a little bit.
Well, great. Yeah, send it to us.
Okay, and then another thing. I don't know if you heard of this guy. His name is Tomlin. And he's the guy that invented the machine. I think it's called the PSYOP warfare machine. And it's where Clinton goes in the Pentagon and practices about likely war scenarios. It's where the whole Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Excuse
this guy Tomlin has come out publicly and put his butt on the line. He's even probably going to get himself in trouble for disclosing, you know, top secret stuff, even though he hasn't really disclosed that much. But he's told the Clinton, he's really afraid that Clinton is all the time going down there and playing with this machine, trying to find a war to get us into, to make himself into an international hero. That's what he said, and it's been reported on this WorldNet daily or whatever on the internet, all over the internet.
Have you done any checking to see if it's really true?
Well, it sounds like it's really true because the guy's pretty credible. He does that WorldNet daily, and
there's no such thing. There is no such thing as it sounds like it's really true. This guy really sounds credible, and then running with that football.
Well,
that's the football that will lose you the game.
Well, I mean, this guy Tomlin has had a...
Hold on just a second. We got to change this. Flip the tape.
Okay.